You may not have heard this story that came out yesterday. It's a British-born engineer. He's 55. He now lives in Queensland. He's come out yesterday and said he is the secret love child born to Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles.
God.
He said that, yeah, I know. Well, look, I mean, Stranger Things, Bilko. I mean, this is straight out of The Crown.
Would you really want this to be known?
Well, I guess you would. I mean, this, interestingly, he's got 9 kids of his own. He reckons he's not after any money or anything like that.
Right.
But he's got 9 kids. You'd think that maybe he does need a bit of extra cash. So, and also, even though he said he's not looking for any money or any fame or a title, he's recently set up a new business called Royal Riffs, selling handmade guitars.
Oh, great publicity.
With that royal finish described as. It's described as, and he said he's simply a man looking for his biological parents. Now, look, some may find this very surprising, but Charles and Camilla have never responded to his claims.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Why would they?
Well, he wants DNA testing. I mean, get some, I don't know, I'd love for just someone to get a bit of Prince Charles's hair as he's walked along. Oh, not Prince Charles. Well, yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Here's all Camilla's hair. And get it tested.
I've watched The Crown. I've seen how Charles and Camilla have been dancing around one another for years, even before Diana came on the scene. And I'm sure they were trysting even when he was tripping off to his various, you know, educational opportunities and oat sowing parties that were, you know, part of his life. But Camilla was always there. She was always there to come back to.
Well,
because I think she was married to someone else at the time, way back when.
Well, that's right, Andrew Parker Bowles. Well, obviously they really loved each other. Obviously, their love stood the test of time. They're together now and have been since however long. But so this guy Simon, he was born in April 1966, which means he would have been conceived in the summer of 1965. And he claims that in the months before he was born, Camilla disappeared from the social scene for at least 9 months.
The Crown never covered that.
Yes, while Charles was sent to Australia.
Okay.
So what did they say in The Crown about Charles being sent to Australia?
Well, that was to apparently get him out of the way. I mean, sure, they say it's part of his educational opportunities, but I think because of potential scandal with a married woman, Charles, of course, had to be seen to be, you know, dancing around and courting proper people. Mm. This was, I think it might have been Mountbatten from memory who was trying to push him out.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's what they do in the royal circus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so this guy, as a young boy, he claims that he remembers being taken to houses in the Portsmouth area, and he'd spend time with a woman that he believes was Camilla and also with his adoptive parents and royal protection officers waiting outside. This is what he claims. And obviously he's chucked some photos up. He's got a photo of himself next to Camilla at a similar age. Look, I have to admit, I do see some similarities. And then he's also got a photo up of his son next to the Queen Elizabeth, at the same age, a side profile shot. Again, I do see a couple of similarities. I'm not sure about this.
Is this you hoping there's similarities? Is this your brain trying to connect the dots?
I don't really give a rat's, to be honest.
Yeah. I can't see it.
But it's very interesting. You can't see the similarities?
No, I can't see the similarities.
Well, and there's a photo of him now, and I actually reckon he looks a bit like Wills in the eyes. Prince William. Have a listen to what he said yesterday about when his grandmother told him.
One of the first things I did once my grandmother told me back in 1998 when I got back to Australia, one of the first things we did was get all the biographies that we could at the time and look this thing up and look at the times to see where Charles and Camilla were, who otherwise could be involved. I mean, just because your grandmother said it doesn't mean you're going to believe it. I did do my research. So the timelines are gaps, and people need to come forward and come clean. I mean, this is. People seem to think I'm getting a big name and money out of this. I'm not getting anything out of this. This is costing me to do this. We're forced to do this because we're tired of moving around Australia hiding this secret that's not our secret.
That audio, courtesy of Channel 7, of course.
Yeah. Why would you have to move around and hide this secret though? I mean, unless it's legit and you're being pressured by the powers that be.
Yeah, see, that's the question.
How can you claim that you're hiding this secret when you're on morning TV.
Yeah, and his face has been plastered the last 24 hours exactly. All over the country. So,
mate, come on.
I'm thinking that, look, back in the 80s probably would have been a huge scandal. I mean, Australia was probably more in the royals and protecting, you know, their standards and you know, trying to keep the firm looking good. These days, there's just so much scandal. I don't think anyone cares.
Well, and as if he's not trying to make claim to some sort of title or money. Surely he would be.
I just have to laugh because, you know what, it could almost be a bit of a game he's playing. You know what, when you go to a party, you know, I'm the love child of, you know, Charles and Camilla. I mean, it's a great conversation starter, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, would you choose Charles and Camilla to be your, parents, your legitimate parents?
I love my mum and dad dearly.
You know what I'm saying? If you were the love child of anyone, would you choose them?
No.
Who would you choose?
Well, my mum and dad, if I move them out of the picture, no disrespect to them, but I'd love to be the love child of, if it was possible, Robin Williams and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, talk to me. Why
Robin
is that?
Williams, because he's so funny. He's, he's got that madcap humour and he would have been a fun dad.
Yep. And why Gwyneth Paltrow? This is...
Oh, Miss Goop, you know, being smothered in those scented candles.
Are you serious?
That would be the coolest thing for a mum to get him. Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe you've said Gwyneth Paltrow. I would have thought you would say someone that, you know, was some kind of psychic or astronomer.
Well,
or
Gwyneth is psychic.
What are you talking about?
How did she know that scented candles could make a multi-million dollar business? I mean, that wasn't a gamble. She knew something was going on.
I didn't even know she did scented candles. I thought she just did sort of health food and vegan stuff.
Oh, no, there's candles.
Smoothies and acai bowls.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's part of what she does. But multi-million dollar enterprise. Look, Robin is the funny. Gwyneth is the nice gene. So that's what I would hope for.
Look, I'm with you on Robin Williams because I would love someone funny. You see, I'd go for... If I could choose my, you know, parents, I would, my illegitimate parents, if that's the way you say it.
Yeah.
I'd choose someone like, I'd either go for the cash and go Elon Musk.
Nice.
Or Bill Gates or someone like that. Or maybe see Frank Costanza off Seinfeld. Hilarious. No. Liquid gold. Or Justin Timberlake. He could entertain you.
Oh, get out. That's
sing
just
and dance. And look, I wouldn't go for Gwyneth. I'd be going for Nigella. Her food's way more delicious.
I could say that. Who would it be, Lee?
I'm thinking Denzel Washington and Al McPherson's child.
Okay. Why is that?
I just think those two people are the most beautiful people in the world in looks-wise.
Denzel, okay.
Fantastic.
He's got a bit of that swarthiness, isn't he? And he's also, you know...
He is gorgeous, that man. Love him.
And Elle McPherson, yeah, well, I sort of went off her in the 80s, so, I can't go with you there, Lee.
I saw a picture the other day, and I tell you what, she looks hot for some woman that's probably getting closer to 60 now.
Yeah, yeah, I never thought about it down that line. I was more thinking about being entertained, but, yeah, you're right. If you get those good genes, I mean, maybe I'd want to have someone like Michael Jordan as my father, you know, or Usain Bolt, actually, yes.
You don't have to get him to get down on his hands and knees every time you want to hug and kiss him, but
look, that's fine, whatever.
Not a problem for Ali.
Those sporting jeans.
Dave, what's your love child fantasy if you could choose the parents?
Pamela Anderson.
As your mummy. Yeah, right.
Oh, Pamela Anderson. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
What about daddy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you got to go the Hoff.
Yeah, I've got no idea on that one.
And look, obviously you're meaning because she's so dedicated to surf lifesaving, I'm presuming.
Yeah,
well done. Yeah.
Rick, what are you saying about if you could be anyone's love child, who would you want your parents to be?
Well, for me personally, it probably would have been Cleopatra and Mark Anthony.
Ah, total fantasy.
Okay, right.
But I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What was Boo Boo the love child of Yogi Bear and Cindy?
Yogi Bear and who?
A cartoon character here.
Cindy.
Oh, geez.
Come on, mate.
I don't think so. Come on, why? Why do you want to be Mark Antony and Cleopatra's love child?
Oh, well, Mark Antony's a guy that just conquered everything and he'd be a good dad to look up to. And Cleopatra, I think, would have been breastfed until I was 30.
A total fantasy there, Rick.